Amen. We certainly appreciate the song leading directed by the songs directed by Brother Drexel Green, and we appreciate the scripture reading by Brother Clifford Prowl and the relevant and thoughtful prayer led by Brother James Waller. And we appreciate the presence of each of you here this evening as we have reassembled that we might continue and conclude our worship to God on this Lord's Day. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the passage of scripture that was read, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. And I'm going to go ahead and read this from the New King James Version. Philippians 4, starting with verse number 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse number 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. I'd like to talk to you this evening for just a very few minutes on overcoming worry. Overcoming worry. As we go through life, facing the challenges of daily living, we are often tempted to resort to worry as a means of coping with the difficulties and trials of life. We understand that we should not worry. We understand that we need not worry. We understand that God is able to preempt the need for us to worry, yet we are confronted with the problem of worry each and every day of our lives. The cogent question is, how do we overcome the tendency to worry? We worry about a number of things in life. We worry about food. We worry about fashion. We worry about fitness. We worry about our futures. We worry about our families. We worry about our finances or the lack thereof. We worry about our friends. We worry about our functioning. In all areas of life, there is the tendency to worry. It's something that none of us is exempt from. How do we overcome the tendency to worry? The first thing, don't worry about nothing. Now you might say, is that easy to do? Can we take this advice? Can we follow this particular guideline? Don't worry about nothing. He says, be anxious or don't worry for nothing. So if we will just make up our minds, if we will just decide that we are not going to worry, we will be on the road to progress. So he says first, don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in contrast, in everything, by prayer and supplication. Don't worry about anything. Number two, pray about everything. In everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Worry is not the proper response to life's troubles and life's difficulties and life's challenges. What is the proper response? Prayer is the proper response. We as children, we have the awesome privilege of going to God in prayer. And we can pray about everything. If you want to win over worry, prayer and worry can't live together. If you're praying, you are not worrying. If you're worrying, you are not praying. Prayer is profitable. Prayer is positive. Prayer is the prelude to peace, the prologue to power, the preface to purpose, and the pathway to perfection. So the Lord says, worry about no thing. Pray about everything. We don't properly utilize prayer in our lives. We don't properly take advantage of the blessed privilege of prayer. When it comes to prayer, many of us are living far beneath the exalted privilege that God has granted to us. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven." You see, prayer is a special privilege for a special people. Everybody can't pray. Prayer is designed for God's children. How can you call God your father and you are not in the family? Worry about no thing. Pray about everything. Be thankful for all things. Let's stop complaining and grumbling about what we don't have and start celebrating with God what we do. Have all of us have some things to be thankful for. All of us have some troubles. All of us have some challenges. All of us have some trials. All of us have some difficulties. All of us from time to time experience tribulations. But also we have many things to be thankful for. I was talking to an individual recently who has troubles enough of his own, but he indicated that he was thankful for what God has done and what God is doing for him. All of us have something to be thankful for. Not only should we pray about everything and worry about no thing, but we should also think about good things. There are a lot of good things we can think about. I have multiple health challenges. Some of you have multiple health challenges. But still, I can think of a lot of things to be thankful for and that I can focus on and that I could think about. There are a lot of things that are positive in my life. The fact that I'm able to be up here, although I'm a little congested, I still can talk. And some of y'all probably think if you just talk a little less. But it's a blessing from God that I'm able to talk, that I'm able to communicate. And I'm able to think about good things. I turned off the television for about a 2 or 3 hour period recently. And I just focused on some of the blessings that God has given me. I focused on some of the positive things in my life. I focus on the things that I do have and that I'm thankful for. Paul says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Don't gravitate toward the negative. Don't gravitate toward the ugly. Don't gravitate toward the impure. Don't gravitate toward falsehoods. Don't gravitate toward the ugly and things that are not of good report. Think on positive things. That will do wonders in helping you to overcome worry. Not only that, but in order to overcome worry, look at verse number 9. We need to do right things. You can't help but feel better about yourself when you do right. Brother James often mentions talking right, thinking right, doing right. You just make things better for yourself and you make things better for those who are around you when you make the determination that you are committed to doing right. Verse number 9, Philippians chapter 4, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. Isn't that wonderful? And all of us have learned some things. A lot of us know much more than we might be willing to admit or that we might be willing to acknowledge. Yeah, you know a lot. Your mama has taught you a lot. Your daddy has taught you a lot. Your Bible school teacher has taught you a lot. The preacher has taught you a lot. The elders have taught you a lot. You know right from wrong. You know what you ought to do, but you have to not just learn by rote those things that are right and those things that you ought to do. You have to receive. You know, James says, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. The word is not going to benefit you if you do not utilize it or tap into its power. It has the ability, but it does not automatically do that. not only do we learn and receive the word which we heard, but we also need good role models. We need somebody to be living illustrations of gospel truth. Paul said, the things that you learn, the things that you receive, the things that you heard, and the things that you saw in me, these are the things you need to put into practice. Our children should see some things in us. They should see a godly example demonstrated by each of us. Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example. Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Be an example to young people. Be an example to your friends. Be an example to your co-workers. Be an example to your children. Be an example to your spouse. Those things which they not only learn and receive and hear, but those things that they see you practice might stimulate them to implement those same things in their lives. Remember the words of Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. All of us are obligated to be good examples. Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And we can say, as Paul said, be ye therefore followers of me, as I am of Christ. If you want to overcome worry, what you need to do is worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Give thanks for all things. Think on good things and do the right things. I challenge you to give that a try. Maybe you're here and you are consumed by worry and you don't know which way to turn. You don't know what steps to take. But follow these steps that we have just articulated in this lesson today. And I guarantee that if you will worry about nothing, pray about everything, think about good things, and do the right things, God will bless you and he will help you indeed to overcome worry. If you are here and you are faced by various challenges and you want to seek the help and the assistance and the prayers of your brothers and sisters in Christ, if sin is present in your life that is keeping you from fully functioning as a faithful child of God, I challenge you to make it right with the Lord. Through repentance, confession, and prayer, you can be healed and you can be restored, and we encourage you to do that right now, as we together stand and as we sing.
I am resolved, O Lord.